Time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, bringing you life-changing nutrition and information. And I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I do appreciate you listening today. We have a great topic today. You know, change your diet, change your life. In fact, if you're a person that has changed your diet and you have changed your life, we'd love to hear from you today. Our number here is 651-641-1071. You know, we can quote research, give examples, but when people hear it from the horse's mouth, then they really believe it. So joining me today to share how changing her diet has helped her change her life is nutrition educator Cara Carper. I'll say that better. Welcome, Cara. I think this show is going to be fun. So let's start with your story about how changing your nutrition has that actually made a difference for you in your own personal life. It's always good to hear it from the real person.
It is. It is. Well, and I had to think about this when I was getting ready for the show today. And I think sometimes when we make gradual changes over the years, we don't realize how powerful those changes have been.
So how long have you been working on these changes?
Well, and I've never been a terrible eater, but I really started to refine everything when I started working here a few years ago.
About how many years ago?
Almost 5 years.
Okay. Okay. Well, tell us.
I've been fine tuning.
Okay.
So the most powerful changes that nutrition has made a difference for in my life, I think the number one thing is better digestion.
Okay.
And I used to have terrible problems with constipation and bloating.
Okay.
And over the years, I used senna, which is a very harsh, it's an herb, but it's a harsh herbal laxative.
Right, exactly.
And really should only be used for 2 to 3 weeks. And I was using that daily.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that stopped working. And then I went on a prescription, Miralax, for 2 years.
And we know everyone is being prescribed Miralax these days.
Well, and I don't think it's a prescription anymore, but people are on that.
Yes.
And that stopped working for me.
And why were you prescribed that?
Well, the gastroenterologist said I had IBS.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Yes.
Yep. And that was just because you had constipation.
Constipation and bloating.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So clearly that wasn't the answer.
So now, do you have any of those problems now?
No. I mean, every once in a while, but it's very rare.
Okay. Yeah. And so what do you think changed that? What did you do to change that?
Well, you know, I increased my fiber. I started taking probiotics.
Okay.
Good healthy bacteria every day.
So when listeners are just new to this, to our show, what does probiotics mean?
It's adding in good healthy bacteria. Some names that listeners might recognize would be bifidobacteria or acidophilus.
Okay. And do you take both of those or do you just take one of them?
I do. I take both at different times of the day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Every day.
And the problem's gone.
The problem's gone. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what else happened to you?
Well, I've always been prone to insomnia and issues falling asleep and or staying asleep. For a while, I was using trazodone, which actually isn't a sleep aid. It's a very powerful hypnotic prescription that happens to have a side effect of causing drowsiness.
And again, that's another one of those medications that so many of our clients, when they first come in, are on trazodone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, people rely on that just to get to sleep at night. And that's what I was doing.
Okay. And now?
Now I don't use that anymore. You know, and I think later in the show we'll talk about more supplements, but I have a regimen that I use.
Okay.
Of supplements before bed that work much better than that worked.
And I bet magnesium's one of those?
It is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So other changes that occurred?
Just a couple other things, you know, a lot less anxiety. Thinking back, you know, I would, there was a time where when I was driving cross country long distances, I would have minor panic attacks and I'd have to pull over.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have those things anymore.
Oh, wow. That has to be just amazing.
It's huge. Yeah.
It is. For people that are experiencing panic attacks, I mean, I've never had a panic attack, but as people describe them, they really are. I mean, you just don't want to have them.
They're debilitating.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Even when you hit fair traffic and things like that, that's not there, right?
Right. I mean, your heart races a little, but it's very different.
Well, yeah. Great. So, you know, any other major change that you... So these are a lot of big changes. So you're talking about, in you know, your digestion, your energy, lack of... no panic attacks. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are huge changes in your life.
Yeah, and a lot of that, I didn't realize that just balancing blood sugar would lead to improvements in all of those areas. I mean, I don't think a lot of people realize that insomnia, anxiety, cravings, low energy, they're all related to imbalanced blood sugar.
Exactly.
So once we get that blood sugar balanced, a lot of issues just naturally drift away.
Exactly. So Cara kind of talked about her personal changes that she's made in her life and how changing her diet has really helped so much. But, you know, we have really worked with many, many people with very complicated health problems, you know, haven't we, Cara, over the years?
Oh, yeah. I mean, people that have been to Mayo Clinic and just they've been to all the specialists and something's missing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the people that I remember working with that kind of stands out in my head is several years ago, some parents brought their four-year-old son in who was, he was struggling with a seizure disorder that medication was not controlling. In fact, he was having several seizures a day and he had lost his speech. So he was in kind of tough shape.
Well, and I would think most of us would see the only solution as more medication. Most wouldn't think of changing the diet in a situation like that.
Well, that's true. And they had tried that, actually, Cara, but more medication wasn't working and more medication wasn't working. And when I was sitting there, I remembered some research about the success of a ketogenic diet in controlling seizures. So I thought, you know, what do we have to lose? So I suggested a gluten-free, dairy-free diet with increased amounts of good fat, like avocado and olive oil and olives and butter.
So when you say gluten-free, do you mean you took them off things like crackers, cereal, bread, pasta, macaroni and cheese?
Uh-huh.
That's what kids eat. How did the parents react to that suggestion?
Well, you know what they said? We'll start tonight. If it can help, we'll do it. We know taking away processed foods can't be bad. Very smart parents. You know, the good news, now this is true. I mean, I'm not making this up. Within days, the seizures stopped. And honestly, within a couple of years, he was in school. He was happy. He was talking. He was starting to learn to read. He was socializing. He was playing with other kids. And truly, his life changed when his parents changed his diet.
That's just a great story.
It is. And it's just amazing.
For many people, a food sensitivity can be that core cause of inflammation. So it might be inflammation in the brain causing brain disorders. Maybe it's inflammation in the intestinal tract causing the irritable bowel syndrome
just
that
like
I was
had.
Diagnosed with. Or even something more serious like Crohn's disease. Or inflammation in the joints could be causing arthritis or fibromyalgia, very debilitating, painful disorder.
But you know, one of the things that I've noticed, Cara, is change your diet to change your life seems to run fear down the spine of many people when we recommend that. Because haven't you noticed that people are so emotionally attached to their eating?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, and many are afraid that changing diet means being hungry or having to give up sweet treats. And I think they have nutrition confused with the low-calorie weight loss diets that are out there.
Oh, I agree that. I think that's what it is. Or, you know, sometimes people, they don't want anyone telling them what they can or cannot eat. You know, and I've heard this. If I want to eat pizza and beer, I want to eat it. even if I know I'm going to have explosive diarrhea the next day. And food choices for many have just this emotional charge. But I think if this happens repeatedly, then people say, okay, then I really do need to make some changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, and is it a refined food addiction? I'm not sure if listeners realize this, but there's actually a Refined Food Addiction Research Foundation in Texas.
And I'm going to a conference later in the 1st of October, and I'm going to this. I saw it in their program.
You'll have to let us know yes. what you find out.
You know, often we find people wanting to make their change in their eating, but they're really locked into their addiction. So they need a little help, don't they?
Well, in fact, yesterday I had a client that finally stopped drinking soda, Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it was harder for her to stop drinking Coke than it was to quit smoking.
I've heard that many times, too.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting, though, Cara?
Mm-hmm.
Just to think, it's harder to stop Coke than it was to quit smoking. Wow. So one of my clients who has MS actually found that, now this is interesting, she found that when she stopped drinking her Coke, her pop, her incontinence stopped. Now she has MS, so there could be a connection, but when she stopped putting the pop in, her incontinence stopped. And I think that's pretty powerful. You know, who would ever think or who would ever connect pop sales to depend sales? How many women are struggling with incontinence? And maybe just cutting out pop could be the answer. You know, it's a lot better than those medications.
Well, and we have so many examples of change your nutrition and change your life. Should I go ahead and read one of these?
Let's hold that, Cara, and let's hold that
okay.
because we should take a break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Recent research has found that 9 out of 10 primary care doctors believe the healthcare system should put more emphasis on nutrition. But currently, insurance coverage to prevent chronic health problems through nutrition education is very much lacking. So it becomes an adult responsibility to learn as much as you can to stay healthy. We want to help. For only $25, you can learn how to jumpstart your metabolism on Wednesday, September 2nd, with Kristen in Woodbury, or on Monday night, September 14th, in Wayzata with Anna. You know, these are wonderful two-hour classes, only $25, great information, fun teachers. So check our website out at weightandwellness.com to register online or just call us today at 651-699-3438 and sign up.
FM 107.1, laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cara Carper, nutrition counselor, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. And we're sharing our stories about clients that have changed their life when they've changed their nutrition. So if you have a success story or any questions, please give us a call today at 651-641-1071.
So before break, we were going to talk and share Randy's story about her successes.
Yes, and Randy sent in an email. She's one of my clients, so I'll just read the email. She says, for years, I knew the food I would eat wasn't always the best for me. I was raised on processed foods and no promotion of physical activity. I dieted year after year with some success eventually, but there was still something missing. When my body started to become very toxic early in 2009, I knew it was time to make a change for good. So then that's when she came to us.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, cutting out gluten and soy has decreased my inflammation and allowed me to stop taking medication that was just covering up symptoms. I feel so much better now. I sleep better at night. My hair is healthier. My skin has improved. And I feel far more calm than I did before. She also has lost weight in this process.
So how do you know that? I mean, has she dropped down in sizes? Or?
She has, and I know it's at least 2 sizes.
Okay.
I mean, just very recently.
But it's so interesting because she didn't mention that in her email, did she?
No.
And I think it was because she has finally realized that it's more important for her to feel good and have less inflammation in her body than what the numbers on the scale are saying.
Well, and that, you know, that was what her email was really about, was feeling better and getting off the medication.
Right. Exactly. You know, I think one of the things that people have to realize that with Jurandi changing her diet, not only has she saved much pain and inflammation, but she's actually saving hundreds of dollars that she was previously paying for co-pays for medication. You know, let's face it, she saves money each month on her grocery bill, which is hard to believe. When you're eating better, you actually save money. But because she's not eating out as often, which is very expensive, and she's, you know, she's buying less expensive junk food. I mean, she's just not buying that stuff now.
And people think, you know, eating well is so expensive, but some of the junky snacks out there actually are pretty expensive as well.
I don't even know because I don't buy them.
That's what they tell us.
That's what they tell us. So, Carl, I want to go back to what you were talking about when we first started the show. You know, you have really made some major changes in your nutrition over the last 5 years. So what change do you think nutrition has made? What is the biggest impact in your life?
Well, the biggest impact, I think, has come with knowing what a protein and a fat and a carbohydrate were, which sounds so simple, but eating protein and fat with every meal. I mean, we all eat carbohydrates, let's face it.
Yes.
But adding the protein and the fat has made a huge difference. I just think back to when I was in college and all my roommates thought I was eating so healthy because I would have an organic puffed cereal with soy milk, and then I was using brown sugar.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, well, this is much better than Frosted Flakes with regular milk and white table sugar, right?
Yes.
I didn't realize that the whole thing was all carbohydrates and very high in sugar, and it was missing protein and fat.
And probably you were sensitive to the soy milk, and it was making you feel constipated.
And I was probably sensitive to the gluten in the cereal.
So I'm going to keep coming back to you, Cara, during the show today and asking you more questions about yourself personally. But I want to talk about another client that I had. And this is another person that changed her diet because she wanted to change her cholesterol numbers. And you know, Carol, I want to share Carol's before and after cholesterol numbers because so many people are coming in because of their cholesterol. You know, in June, Carol made an appointment because her LDL cholesterol, and we think of that as the bad cholesterol, they were pretty high. They were 208 to be exact. And, you know, probably about 100 points too high. So, you know, of course, she believed that her cholesterol numbers was a genetic problem. You know, her dad has high cholesterol. Her brother has high cholesterol and is on medication. So she believed that it was a genetic problem. She didn't think diet was going to make any difference. But I looked at her eating habits and determined that her high cholesterol was the result of too many carbohydrates. She was eating too much cereal, bagels, too much bad fat from muffins, candy, and low-fat processed foods.
And we make cholesterol in our liver. And sugar and trans fats cause our liver to overproduce cholesterol. So our liver makes more cholesterol to counteract the free radicals that the sugar is causing.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, it's interesting to note that cholesterol is actually an antioxidant. So, Dart, what happened to Carol's cholesterol numbers?
Well, before I tell you what happened, let me tell you what I had Carol eating. Butter, eggs, steak, vegetables, and a lot of other foods.
Butter, eggs, and steak to lower cholesterol?
Yeah, but no trans fats, no sugar, and, I mean, really cut down on the sugar, no cereal, no low-fat food that's loaded with sugar. And now, this is what happened. Her LDL cholesterol went from 208 down to 168 in 3 months. That's 40 points.
Wow.
Now, it's not ideal. I mean, we know that it needs to drop another 30 points. But in 3 months, you know, it dropped 40 points. So I see no reason that Carol's success won't continue. You know, besides a change in Carol's diet, I also had Carol taking omega-3 fish oil. And three a day. So honestly, our next goal now is to get her asthma under control. She's a teacher, and so when she's talking a lot, she starts to lose her voice, and, you know, she's coughing. It's really hard for a teacher. So I think, Cara, we should probably take another quick break here.
Okay.
You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company bringing you life-changing nutrition information. If you have any health condition or want to lose a little weight or even a lot of weight, I recommend that you sign up for our 6 weeks Weight and Wellness series. You know, we have brought the classes to a convenient location to make it easier for you to get to. We have 11 different locations: Andover, Anoka, Burnsville, Chanhassen, Edina, Maple Grove, St. Paul, Stillwater, Wayzata, Woodbury, and White Bear Lake. This is 12 hours of life-changing nutrition education for only $25. And we'll be back in a minute.
FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Before break, Dar mentioned we have our Weight and Wellness series in 11 locations. If you prefer to take classes over your lunch break, we actually have two options. I'll be teaching a lunch Weight and Wellness series in Woodbury starting September 14th, and another one in St. Paul starting September 15th. And the price, again, for those classes, whether they're 6 weeks, 2 hours, or 12 weeks for 1 hour, is $225. You can sign up online by going to our website at weightandwellness.com.
Now, for that $225, not only do you get great teachers, great information, you get a nutrition manual that is, I don't know, 200 pages or something like that, and then you get a cookbook, and you get lots of ideas to how to really do it. So it's, people say over and over, it's the best money I've ever spent. So we have a great person on the line here. Hi, Tina. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi. Good morning, Dar. How are you?
I'm great. Hi, Tina.
I want to thank you because you've changed my whole family's life.
Okay. Share a little bit.
Well, my daughter and I first saw you before the first year. She had come to me and said, "Mom, I'm always hungry. I don't know what's going on." And so I said, "Well, I've listened to your show." And I said, "Well, let's go to Nutritional Weight and Wellness." And we were lucky to get in with you. And when we first come to see you, we fill out this, like, health history, and quite extensive, and you were looking through her health history, and on there she listed that her mom had MS, her aunt had MS, grandma.
Meaning you have MS, right, Tina?
Yes, yes. and then her cousin had Crohn's, and her brother had this, and you suggested, you said, "Well, has anyone ever told you that there could be something with gluten? There's a connection there with autoimmune diseases." And we looked at each other, and we were like, "Never heard of it." And so you explained the connection to us, and we left there, and it was kind of overwhelming thinking that, oh, my gosh, you can't eat gluten.
Can't eat those crackers.
No, or just, it's like changes your whole life. But we felt like we had your power behind us, and you helped us navigate our whole situation, and I just felt like you kind of held our hand the whole way. And yeah, you made it really easy, and we just couldn't have done it on our own. So we really appreciated that. We went to the grocery store and just started, cleaned out our cupboards. And
now, what happened to your daughter? People are going to say, "Well, okay, what happened to her hunger?"
Well, you know what? She didn't have the cravings anymore. We changed what we were eating for breakfast, and we thought we were having a healthy breakfast, but we changed that. We now have, like, I'll saute, like, onions and green pepper and other vegetables and add eggs. We have, like, a half a sweet potato, and then I'll even cook vegetables on the side.
And now, is she off to college yet?
Yes, she left for college, and I feel confident that she's going to be able to navigate everything really well. She feels very satisfied and knows that she has the confidence to eat healthy at college.
I agree. Oh, so much. And are you feeling better with
yes.
MS? I mean,
yes, I am. I am. I actually, no one would probably even know that I had MS, and I feel really good about that. My big concern when I saw you was my osteopenia. I'd kind of had a problem with that. And it was kind of shocking when I was first diagnosed with that because I've been working out for like 24 years, and I always thought I was eating healthy. I was drinking milk and doing weights and just kind of living the life like I should be, and I was shocked when I got that diagnosis because I'm only 48 and I was 44 when I was told that.
So, and then, so you actually had osteoporosis, right?
No, osteopenia.
Penia. Okay,
yeah,
so
but
you're...
it was kind of like in the lower levels.
Okay.
And so then after seeing you and getting off the gluten and the lactose, and then you put me on a regimen of supplements and whatnot, I actually had a bone scan, and my bone scan had increased.
Okay, so, and that is great.
Yeah, so it's gotten better.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like, wow, it's big. Nutrition is so important for people's lives and how it can change. You know, I think so many people believe that if they have osteopenia, osteoporosis, that their bones are just going to continue to get worse and worse, and that's not true, is it? If you get everything working right, suddenly your bones can start rebuilding. Like, they're alive tissue, and they should be rebuilding every month. So,
yes.
Well,
yes.
Thank you for calling in today and sharing your story. We really appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I could go on and on about my mom and sister and niece, but you've helped her, my whole family. So thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it, Tina.
Yes. Bye.
So that is great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. So, you know, before Tina called in, before we went on break, we were talking about how Carol's cholesterol went, her LDL cholesterol went down, and we were going to start working on her asthma a little bit. And
yeah, you were talking about how she takes 3 omega-3 fish oils per day. And omega-3 is beneficial for asthma. There was a study recently came out in Egypt, and it found that taking omega-3 supplements along with vitamin C and zinc significantly decreased symptoms of asthma in children. And we know that asthma is a chronic inflammatory disease, and numerous researchers have found omega-3 fish oil to be anti-inflammatory.
And I think that it's kind of interesting that we have such an epidemic these days of asthma in children. And so maybe just adding some omega-3 fish oil is going to help them reduce that inflammation. And I know that we're going to keep working with Carol on reducing the inflammation in her lungs. And hopefully we can actually reduce some of the medications she's on and just continue to get her back to some better health. And so I think we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, I want to send out birthday wishes to a very special little girl today. My granddaughter Willow will be 7 today. And we're having a big celebration at my house later with a gluten-free chocolate cake from Mad Woman Foods. And we're going to have, this is Willow's request. You know, we're going to have corn on the cob. We're going to have steak. She loves steak. And sweet potatoes. And these are all Willow's favorite foods. And so, Willow, happy birthday, sweetie. Love you. Talk to you in a little bit.
Living Life Out Loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Straight, take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurting, hidden, crying.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We're talking about change your nutrition and change your life today. And one of the best ways to change your nutrition is through learning what is really healthy. And there is a lot of confusion out there. So I have a great email to share from MJ. Hi, my name is Mary Jo. I love your program. I haven't always been a great follower, but now I'm finally serious on wanting to change my life. I'm 43 and call myself obese. I'm ready to change and want to watch my 7-year-old boy grow up. On Monday morning, I was watching Good Morning America, and they had Dr. Oz on. I was very disappointed in him. For someone who is a heart surgeon, his diet or lifestyle change not only would make me gain weight, but would cause more problems like aches and pains in my joints. He recommends 7 servings of whole grains and only 2 servings of protein a day. When I used to eat the program that he suggested, I would have terrible cravings and would wind up eating a lot more than I wanted. So with your nutrition program, my cravings are starting to go away. I'm making better choices, and I'm already feeling better. I'm so thankful that I have found your program.
Well, you know, it's so interesting because Dr. Oz is not a nutritionist, you know, but he's kind of practicing nutrition. And it, honestly, and I'm not a doctor, and I would never think of doing surgery or even delivering a baby for that fact. But it seems to me is like everyone, even Dr. Oz, gives out nutritional advice. And sometimes it's wrong. It really is wrong. And especially for that person, that would have been very wrong information. And it, and she found that it just creates cravings.
It didn't work for her.
Now, it may work for some people, but it certainly doesn't work for people that have insulin resistance and weight issues. And so...
Well, in our weight and wellness classes, they're based on research. They're not based on what we call TV nutrition. You know, this is nutritional information that really will change your life.
Right. You know, we had a person that emailed us right now, and she was, they were wondering what foods I have gluten in them and what foods don't. And one of the questions was, what about potatoes? No, potatoes does not have gluten in it, but it does have quite a bit of sugar in it. So when you're thinking about eating potatoes, you have to eat a smaller amount of potato, like a half a potato, a half of medium potato with a little bit of butter on it. But other non-gluten grains are what?
Any kind of rice. You know, brown or wild rice would be preferable, but no rice has gluten.
Right. So, and there's a grain that's called quinoa. It's Q-U-I-O-N-A, and it's a great little grain, and kids love it.
Millet is another grain.
There's amaranth. But the ones that you have to be careful of are the wheat, the rye, the barley, the oats. Those are the ones that have gluten in them. And, but there are so many products now on the market that you can buy things that are gluten-free. But we really recommend things like Will is having sweet corn and, you know, sweet potatoes and steak and all those real foods don't have gluten in them. And we had a caller, but she's gone. So we actually had a caller that was had a question about endometriosis. And I think we're going to save that question because for another show, because that's a long topic to get into. And we will answer that question in the future, where that comes from. So we were kind of talking about different things on, you know, change your diet, change your life. And a lot of people are saying the same thing that we're saying right now, aren't they?
Even the American Heart Association is telling people it's time to change their diet. They found on average, Americans are eating 22 teaspoons of sugar per day, and it's time to cut back. From the information that we have, we see that Americans are consuming almost 60 teaspoons of sugar per day.
So whatever the amount is of sugar people are eating, you know,
22, 60, it's all too much.
You know, all the recommendations is to cut back to 6 teaspoons per day.
That's not 60, but 6.
6. So that's not a lot, is it? How would people know? I mean, you know, if you look a package.
Well, if you look at the label and you look at the grams of sugar, you know, 6 teaspoons of sugar would be, what, 24 grams?
24 grams.
Yeah, 6 teaspoons is 24 grams.
Yep. So that's not a lot. So we can find that in so many foods, can't we?
Even, you know, people are always eating these yogurts, the flavored yogurts. A small 6-ounce fruit-flavored Yoplait has 6 teaspoons of added sugar. That's even more than a chocolate milk, which would have 4 teaspoons of added sugar.
And these are the things that they're feeding kids in schools these days. Yoplait yogurt and chocolate milk.
And chocolate milk. The biggest offender is soda, though. A 20-ounce Coca-Cola has more than 17 teaspoons of sugar. And I'm sure it's high fructose. Stack that up in cubes, and that's a pretty high tower of sugar cubes, isn't it?
It is. You know, I have another great example of changing your nutrition and how it changes people's lives. And I have to tell you about Jamie and her success story. You know, in the past 15 weeks, she has lost 18 pounds. Now, that sounds great, doesn't it? But that was on top of the 97 pounds she has already lost over the past year and a half. Yes, she's lost 118 pounds eating real food, eggs, butter, yogurt, chicken, vegetables. And even more exciting is now she's off of all of her heart medications, and she's no longer depressed. She's a very happy girl. She takes her supplements, eats her 6 balanced meals every day, she exercises, and she is very happy to have a job. Oh, by the way, did I mention that she was born with Down syndrome and was not expected to live very long? You know, I have to say hats off to her wonderful family that has helped her really achieve this wonderful level of health. And she is just like a changed girl.
That's great. Dar, how old is she?
She's 39, and she is just, she's happy. She loves what she's doing. You know, and it's just, she was able to change her nutrition, and it has made such a difference in her life. And just amazing.
And we know that people with Down syndrome are very sensitive to sugar and processed carbohydrates and very sensitive to trans fats.
They are.
Their Definitely. Brains and immune system need, I mean, they it demands protein several times a day. And of course, hormone and antibiotic-free meat would be the best. It's important for them to have plenty of good fat. I'd say a tablespoon at every meal and snack.
Mm-hmm.
And not all fats are the same. No trans fats or refined oils. They also need lots of antioxidants coming from fruits and vegetables. And you're not going to get that from cereal, chips, and processed foods. So hats off to Jamie. She's living a living example of how good food is supporting her health.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back and talk just a little bit more about Jamie. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, I want to point out one additional class. Nutritional weight and wellness educators are, and the free educator, I'll get there yet, and a co-host on our show is Wendy Cates Dancer, and she's going to be teaming up with Sandy Greenquist from the Menopause Center of Minnesota to help women understand how they get through perimenopause and menopause with very few symptoms. You know, join these two very knowledgeable women for a 3-hour class Wednesday night at September 9th in Wayzata. So grab a friend and join the laughter, because Wendy and Sandy make it fun, but they have lots of great information. And if you're wondering about the class, just go online or call our office at 651-699-3438. And we'll be back in a minute.
Living Life Out Loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. If you have questions about any of our classes, call our office at 651-699-3438 or check our website at weightandwellness.com, and we're happy to answer your questions at the office in St. Paul.
And we have a caller on line one. And hi, Dee. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Actually, my husband just recently had his cholesterol levels tested, and his triglycerides were extremely high, and then the CRP score put him in a high-risk category for mm-hmm. cardiovascular disease. So he's wanting to make some changes, and I'm just trying to find out what's the best way to, or the things that we can start implementing here.
Well, when your triglyceride number is high, it means you're eating too many carbohydrates and sugar. I mean, carbohydrates, sugar, alcohol all make your triglycerides go up. So he's obviously eating way too many of those things. And so that would be the first step to do. And then I think it just makes sense that he and whoever controls what he eats, sometimes that is the wife.
Yeah, I do most of the shopping and cooking. So,
you know, either come in for a consultation or take our weight and wellness class, because we have a whole section on preventing cardiovascular diseases in our weight and wellness series. And we talk about cholesterol, triglycerides, what you eat to lower them, and how even to lower that CRP number, which is the highest. That's the highest risk right now, and it's probably because his triglyceride number is so high.
Okay.
And I would think that, because that's an indication of how much inflammation he has in his blood vessels, and that's the number one leading cause of heart attacks these days. And so that is something that is really important to try to get down. So either a consultation or, you know, get more education somehow is the best. But meantime, lower his carbohydrate intake a lot. Okay. And but what that means really, then he has to eat more protein and good fat.
And getting rid of the trans fats and bad fats is also critical for lowering those numbers.
No more muffins at the coffee shop on the way to work or whatever it is, you know?
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you for your time.
Yeah, Dee, thanks for the call. So, you know, we were finishing up a little bit on Jamie, who actually has Down syndrome. And there's just so much interesting research about how real food helps with this condition. And very few parents know about it. And caregivers, they're not even aware of it. It's really interesting. We need so much nutrition education in this country. It's just amazing.
There's a great book to read if you want more information on that subject. It's called Brain Building Nutrition by Michael Schmidt.
It's a great book. And he gives example after example of how you have to protect the brain, and especially protect the brain of someone that has Down syndrome. So, great. So, Cara, you have another success story that you want to share today.
Yep, I have a great Change Your Diet, Change Your Life success story. And it involves a couple of culprits that a lot of us get caught up in. It's the Coca-Cola and the M&Ms.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to try to summarize an email from my client, Nell. And it kind of reminds me of Randy's story from earlier. Nell says she was primarily raised on time-saving, cheap processed foods, canned ravioli, packaged snack cakes, and cheese doodles. So over the years, she gained quite a bit of weight and was put on Weight Watchers for the first time in eighth grade.
Yep, we hear that so often.
Mm-hmm. And she says that it was not the last time. She was in and out for 13 times.
13 times. I was just going to ask you, how many times was she
13
on?
13 times.
13 times on Weight Watchers.
Mm-hmm. So I've been seeing her for a while. And, you know, I think these changes don't happen overnight. And I think it was frustrating at first. She was not seeing weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
But in her email, she says she minimized and overlooked that changing her eating and adding some therapeutic supplements cleared up her skin, allowed her to sleep like a log, and to pass a physical with flying colors.
Oh, that's amazing, Cara.
So those are great things, but, you know, she wasn't seeing that weight loss.
Well, that's what we try to tell people all the time, is that you have to heal your body often before your metabolism follows along with that.
Well, and when your body, when you go through yo-yo dieting like that, your metabolism gets damaged, and you do kind of, you have to heal your body a lot of times before the weight starts coming off.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say she's, you know, good for her for sticking with it.
Yes.
She has stuck with it for a year and a half now, and with the help of some supplements and just eating balanced and keeping her blood sugar balanced, her cravings have subsided and some of that compulsive eating.
So that's really key, I think, is if you're going to really change your eating and you change your nutrition, you have to get a hold of those cravings and you have to get them under control.
Otherwise, you just sabotage the whole thing. So this email says, this is like being let out of jail after 30 years. It's liberating to not feel compelled to raid the cupboards at 10 o'clock at night. And so she has gotten a hold of this and has lost 6 pounds in the last month.
Okay,
her
and that's perfect.
Changing.
And, you know, we always say, Cara, that if a person can lose a pound or a pound and a half, I mean, basically, that's all the fat you can actually lose off your body in a week. So she's right on target.
Yep.
Well, great show. Thank you, Cara, for coming today.
Yeah.
Change your nutrition and change your life. Thank you for listening.